The concept of vestos is known as one of the most difficult inyanim in Hilchos Nida. In fact, there's machlokes even how to pronounce the word. Ironically, the word vav samach tuf, which means a cycle of anything, a cycle of kohanim in this mikdash, as we say in Kinos, a cycle of a woman having her damida veses, vav samach tuf is usually pronounced veses. Ironically, the only person I know of that pronounces it as veses and vesasos is Rav Shechter. Veses and vesasos is the common Ashkenazic way of pronouncing it. But the rest of the Welt, after Rav Forst has, the whole world calls it veses and vestos. Vestos, ironically, like Svaradit, like you might say in Svaradit, Lamaisa, that's the minute of them, like Rav Forst prints, vestos and the vest. Instead of veses, vest and vestos. Instead of veses and vesasos, olam hafuch. We have speaking Ashkenazis and Sfaradit. But either way, that might signify the concept that vesasos or vestos themselves, and we'll use the words interchangeably, are complicated, that even the shame has a machlokas about it. But truth to be told, there are a lot of complicated vesasos, a lot of complicated cycles, which are really not Nagel Maisa. And those are where the confusion and the complication comes, different permutations, different mathematical ideas, which themselves are not so hard. You can just sit down and map out on a calendar different times a woman is choshesh for her period. And that's where the vesasos get their reputation. Like the Mishnah says in others, Pischei Nida, Heinein Gufei Alachos, Heinein Gufei Torah, that the calculations of Nida are a difficult part of Torah. But the concept that we are discussing today and continuing for the next few days of vesasos really consists of two parts. A woman is presumed that she has a period somewhat regularly. In the Gemara, it's presumed the period is absolutely regular. It was standard, as you see already echoing in the Shulchan Aruch, to have veses kavua. A woman knew she has a period on this day of the month, perhaps this day of the week. It's going to happen like that the next month, and the next month also. Women were very regular. In today's day and age, nishtanu hatzvayim ledamri, the aberration, the seldom found aberration is for a woman to have a vestas kavua, but there are a woman has vestas she'ena kavua, a cycle which is almost never regular. Approximately once every 30 days, in somewhat, 30 days from what she had her previous period, she don't have her next period. What changed? It's unclear. It's important to note that already in the days of the Achronim, we see this changing. We see the Gemara have talking about vestas kavua, and as we'll see today, the Rishonim and the Achronim talking about Vesas not being so kavua, being more amorphous, harder to put your finger on. So nowadays we have Vesasos that are almost never kavua. What might have changed is that, I mentioned once, there was once a woman who thought that the whole point of menstruation, menses we mentioned from Latin comes from month. What regulates the month? The moon. So she postulated that since in the olden days, women were more exposed to the moon. There were no artificial lights. It was much easier to be regulated by the moon. Women Taka had their periods regulated by the moon, as we'll see in Halacha. We'll see the message in the next few days. From one day to another day to the Chodesh. The Chodesh plays a tremendously important part in Veses. Shemesh, Yireach, the Chama, the Levana, the moon, the sun played an important part. So she theorized, she was not a religious person, not a Jewish person, she theorized that women used to be much more regulated by the moon because they were more sensitive to the moon. But now they have such artificial light, there's no hashpah of the moon anymore, therefore their periods are off and off. So she decided to go with her friends to stay in the woods and see if the periods became regular. And she reported that her periods did become regular. This is in the 60s. Lamaisa, no one ever replicated the experiment because no one wants to go live in the woods for a few months. So it's hard to know if she's right or not. But l'chora, the more pashup shot, there are many pshatim perhaps, but one more pashup shot is that she's right to an extent. She's right for the wrong reasons. She would say, as we would say in science, she was talking about correlation, but not causation. She's right. It's based upon the concept of less influence of the moon, but not necessarily because the moon is what's mashpia on the menses, but more because in today's day and age, people have a totally different circadian rhythm. They're up longer. They go to sleep at different times. So we know the body did change in many ways. So it's possible the hormones are impacted by the fact the body changed in general. One could say, although it's hard to know for sure, people have a lot more stress nowadays, people have a lot more activity nowadays. Since the rhythm of life changed altogether, it's very possible that the hormones which regulate a woman's body are not precise in the way they used to be. That's all conjecture. That's time of the milsa. But the Matthias says we know it's true. They're not as precise. But Lamaisa, the Gemara, perhaps the Torah, tells us that there's an idea of a veses, a regular cycle, with very important naftaminas. The naftaminas are, in Simitrof Pei Dalet, that a husband is a chiyuv to be parish from his wife when she's expecting her period. We're going to continue, a little bit out of order, after we finish Simitrof Pei Dalet, with Simitrof Pei Tes as to what the vesesos are. But right now we're going to talk about the dinim that vesesos have. And the primary din, although not the only din, the primary din of a veses, that a woman is and a woman and her husband have a chiyuv to be parish from one another during the time she's expecting her period. And everything we talk about is going to have to be examined through the prism of both veses kavua, which the Gemara talks about as pashut, and what's more prevalent nowadays, veses she'ena kavua. So it's always important to realize that vesesos really have two different types, kavua and ena kavua. The Gemara says, needed of tezayin amin aleph, a machlokes, Rav Nachman, Vesos Daraisa od Rabbanon. Our Vesos Daraisa od Rabbanon, it's a long discussion in the Gemara. Says Tosos Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Amar Vesos, Bukhai Pleidi, says Tosos, how do we pastor? Nireh, the Halacha, Vestos Dirabbanon. We pastor in Halacha Maisa that Vestos are only Midrabbanon. That's the Psak Halacha, Lamaisa says Tosos, and we don't pastor first from Tosos alone. This idea of Vestos, the concept that a woman's cycle is going to predict her period is only rabbinic origin. Not only Tosfos, Beis Yosef quotes, many Mishnayim that concur with this idea. Simitrof Pei Dalet and Beis Yosef, Os Beis, parentheses Aleph. Look inside, see this important Beis Yosef, the very beginning of Os Beis, parentheses Aleph, says the Beis Yosef. Even though the Gemara might quote a pasuk for it, that there's an azhara, b'nei Yisrael should be poresh, perhaps b'na Torah, from their wives, says the Ran, come on, esmach to ba'almuhu. We pastin, says the Ran, says Tosu, says Vesosu from the Rashba, rov rishonim pastin, that Vestos are only midirabbanon. And says the Beis Yosef, some rishonim say Vestos are daraisa? No. Could be, even though some Rishonim say it's Daraisa, no one really means it's Daraisa. Because all they mean is that since the Gemara and the Tazayin quotes a Pasuk, which might be Merames to the idea of Veses, they mean it's Me'en Daraisa. We call an Esmachta. So the Vesesa tells us two important dinim. Number one, we passed in Vestos are Drabanon. Number two, even those that say it's Daraisa might need to be reinterpreted to mean it's only an Esmachta, it's not a din Minatar. This idea is not only the Beis Yosef. This is quoted in the Shach. Simitrof Pei Dalet says the Shach Siv Hei. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simitrof Pei Dalet Siv Beis B'Shas Vesta Tzarech Lufrosh Mimena On Achas. He's the Chiyav to be parish from her. Says the Beis Yosef, says the Shach Hayinu Midirabbanan, the Chiyav Prisha. The Chiyav it is for a husband to separate from his wife and a wife from her husband when she is expecting her period, a Veses. Hayinu midrabbanan, kenas tamas rov ha-postim v'achronim de-vestos d'rabbanan. Says the Shach, rov minyan obinyan the Rishonim and achronim hold that vestos are only midrabbanan.
What does it mean? But we don't need
necessarily
to do it. What
do you mean? Min ha-Torah, there's no chiyuv to do it. No. Only midrabbanan.
It's our time.
So we'll see. Let's slow. So there is no chiyuv to do it, and there is a chiyuv only midrabbanan. Either the pasuk that Gemara quotes, v'zaytum esmenesu mitumasam azhara, that's a strong warning to Klai Yisrael to be Parish, that's only an Asmachta. We presume the whole din is a din midrabanon. What does it mean, Bepashtos, this is a din midrabanon? This means that the Chiyuv Prisha from one's wife, when she is going to expect a period, is only din midrabanon. That is the Pashtos. In fact, there are two major naftaminas, although not the only naftaminas, two major naftaminas to Vestos being midrabanon. The first one is in Sif Dalet. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Im Rigila Liros Ba'anei Tzachama, she sees somewhere around sunrise. Well, Kimlan Shapir, but we're not sure, Ikad Ma'anei Tzachama O Achrav, we're not sure if it's before or after, Eina Asura Ela Bayom. She's only Asura Acharav. What we call a Safek. Safek Drabbanan Lahatel. We're not sure if it's before, we're not sure if it's after. We'll say go based on the later time. Safek Drabbanan. If it's going to be Kodem Netzachama or Achar Netzachama and the Din of Vestas is Min HaTorah, when should she be Chayev to be Pareshus? When should she have Chayev Prisha? Both. Yom and Laila. Because Safek Drabbanan Lahatmir. Elamai, if it says that the Shulchan Aruch says Safek A or B, you can only presume one of the Zmanim. Menach Reach, it's only the Rabbanim. Furthermore, says the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Yud, there are certain exceptions. Even if it's a time a woman is expecting her period, Harotze Vasis Laderech, the person is going to be traveling. So Chlifkot Ishto Fiu Samach Vesta. Then he has a Chiyuv to be with his wife. Pasha Pshat in the Rishon, without the exception that the Shulchan Aruch quotes her in a Tamas Chumrah, that means even though her Vesis is coming, a husband is a chiyuv to be with his wife, the Tashmish, before the he leaves before the trip. Even though, she's affected a period, her Vesis is coming, Menach Reach, Vesis are only Midrabanon. So that B'tuv Tamadas, we can understand very beautifully why in Sivdal, if she's not sure when a Vesis is, a day or night, she can say one of them, Safed Rabbanon, and why, in view of extenuating circumstances, a woman can be Matil, a husband can be Matil, on the Chiyav Prisha during a Vesis, because the whole din is only Midrabanon, Hey Mamru, they are not going to be goes there in a case where he's leaving Laderech. In fact, as an aside, since unfortunately we're in the most bitter week in the entire year, Rabbi Baum pointed out what many others point out, the Avnezer. Avnezer says that the Medrash says, Chazal tells us that when Klal Yisrael went into Galus, when they picked up the Paroches and they saw the Aron, the Kruvim were both hugging each other. And the obvious question is, if they're hugging each other, it seems to go against what we know. The Masorah is that the entire Bayis Rishon, during the Bayis Rishon, they were hugging each other, during Bayis Sheni, for the most part, they were not, because it represented the Richot, Klal Yisrael had Minamachom. So Avnezer points out that no, that there's a Chiyuv, in Kaviyachol terms, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael tremendously, like a husband and wife, like Shir Shirim is a mashal for the Ava of Klal Yisrael, Ava of Hashem to Klal Yisrael, and there's a Chiyuv for her husband, before he's Yotzei L'derech, to be Poked as Ishto. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given Klal Yisrael the last hug, Kaviyachol, like the Kruvim, in order to be Poked Klal Yisrael for the thousands of years of deep, dark, terrible dullness that we're in now. There's a Chiyuv to be Parish, to be Poked as Ishto, Samach HaVestos. That din is a raya that Vestas only Drabbanon, with Ora. So we have, number one, the Gemara tells us, the Beis Yosef, they all tell us Vestas are Drabbanon, and two rayas, two and a half minutes to this idea. Number one, that if a husband has gone to Laderech, he has a Chiyuv to be Poked as Ishto, even though it's Drabbanon. And Safek, we say we can only presume Safek Drabbanon Lekula, and Vestas are only Drabbanon. That is the Pashas, the way it was, the Pashas, through the days of the Rishonim. Until came the Nodi Behuda with an atom bomb. Says the Nodi Behuda, quoted in Pesach Yeshuva, Sifkat and Gimel, this is not true. Says the Nodi Behuda, an idea which the Chasam Sofer also quotes, not only himself, but it's part of his production because it comes from Mesorah, from his Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler. So whenever the Chasam Sofer quotes something from Rav Nosson Adler, that itself gives it an added level of certainty. Says the Nodi Behuda and the Chasam Sofer, this is famous in a similar way in Reb Chaim, although it's important to note that Reb Chaim said his word only in a Rambam, as opposed to Nodi Behuda and Chasam Sofer, they're saying Halacha L'maisa. So it's important to note, whenever you talk about Achronim saying things, Reb Chaim did not say Halacha L'maisa. Brishters don't pass them. There was always posted in Brisht, that was not Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim said a word in the Rambam, which might be true in the Rambam, he didn't say it necessarily halacha, but the Nodi Behuda and the Chasam Sofer do say it halacha l'maisa. They say, there's a difference. This, everything we said until now is not true. L'maisa, that when we say Vestas Drabbanon, that means when a woman has the day of her Vestas pass, and she was not Roa, do we presume Vestas have a status to automatically make us be Choshesh, that she was Roa, even though we didn't think so? Do we say Chazaka Oreach bizman oba, that a period happens with such certainty that even if she did not say any dam, she's smeh anyway? No. Maximum, that certainty would be is drabano. To say that a woman, even after the time came for her to see dam, to still say that she's going to be tameya, even though she thinks she's had no dam, that is what we call vestos drabano. It means past performance. Based upon what she had in the past, to say that this month we're so certain she's going to see dam, even if she doesn't, she's tameya anyway. That's a chumrah that we sometimes apply. That's a chumrah that's going to be called vestos drabanan. That whole chumrah is midrabanan. But says in Rabbi Yehuda, chiv prisha some of veses. A priori, before a woman has her veses, she has a chiv to be parish because she's chosheshes that her dam is going to come. That says in Rabbi Yehuda, the Chasam Sofer, it's a din minat Torah. Din midaraisa. V'nin lifrosh mi'ishto samach avesta hu minat Torah. Zecheshin an Hashem atzira. Says in Rabbi Yehuda, I passed in halacha ma'isa, that's a cheshash minat Torah. So don't be confused, says in Rabbi Yehuda, vestos drabanan. It's not true. Whenever anyone says vestos drabanan, that means once her vestos day passed, we think that she really saw it. Maximum, that would be drabanan. But before she has her vestos, for the husband and wife to be together, would in of itself be a violation of his din minat Torah of vestos as her l'nei Yisrael should be minister saying. What if she's never wrote? What if, let's say, he's with her and turns out her vestos is wrong? This month her biological clock makes her have a period a week later. Did he do anything wrong? So there's another thing. Yes, he violated din minat Torah of prisha samach vestos. No, it didn't. The Zayat Mitzvah Mishpanesh Mikumas, some separate pasuk. We don't learn the pasuk. The Zayat Mitzvah Mikumas, there is Azhara, which is a special warning not to be involved in Tumah before a woman becomes a Nida.
I mean, if we said that's a Dara, so we mean that it says that even despite any checking, you have the Nida right now, at this time.
Right. That's what.
When we say it's not Dara, it's Dara Bana. So now, what is the person violation of Nida Raisa?
So he says, that, don't be confused. Vestos deraisa drabanan would be the status after she's after her vestos day passes. But before her vestos day passes, everyone's going to read that's vestos deraisa, there's a chiyuv to be parish before the chashash, before the period comes.
I don't know if I get the
there's a major nefemina. One is after it happened. From, let's say today's her vestos. So from today on, do we presume that she's tamei automatically or not? Maximum would be presumed she's tamei midrabanan. But from last night and before that, let's say, from last night or from today, if the husband, let's say she's presuming her period is going to be today, if the husband would be with his wife today, even if her period never comes today, he's in violation of a din minat Torah of too close to pull. He's not allowed to be with his wife when her period is supposed to come. That itself is a minat Torah. Clear? No, hold on, that's not good. Are we clear? Again, meaning it says in Rabbi Yehuda, everything we said until now is wrong. Vestos drabanan is a collector's item case. It's a strange case after she's roa. But before she's roa, a husband is a chiv to be parish from his wife. He can't be with her when his chosha she's going to come anida. That's considered, even if you say vestos drabanan, that's not what vestos drabanan means. It means that right now there's a chiv prisha. No, do you have a question on it? Okay. There are two questions though, two major questions. We'll see. We'll talk about more of the Chiyuv B'Dita. We'll talk about that tomorrow. That's why I'm not going into detail about the concept of the Chiyuv. But we presume the Pashav Shad, if there's a Vesis Kavua, and she was not Roa, she's Vesis Tmei, until she proves otherwise, because she does B'Dita, prove that she was not.
And would you consider that the whole next 7 days?
So it depends, until she does B'Dita, let's say. You have to do, maybe, you say after a long time, 2 weeks, some will talk about that also, certain permutations, that she never has such a long period, maybe that'll make her off the hook. But we presume, yeah, for the most part, we presume that if her day of her vestas passes and she doesn't do bedikah to prove that she's tahara, she's not tameya, because we're choshesh that she is. But that's all midrabanan. This is Rabbi Yehuda. But the chiyuv beforehand is the chiyuv
benatar. According to Rabbi Yehuda, on the day after the day of the vestas, if she doesn't check,
Right, that's all Majona. Right, right. The Chiyuv Minatari is on the time she's a Chetan of Vesis. Because it seems that we presume she's not, there's a, many of us live in Washington Heights. Two parts of Washington Heights, there's the YU side and the Breyer side. So we know the Yakis are known for being very punctual. So it's said that once a couple came to meet with Rev Breyer, and they knew that the Yakis are punctual, so they decided to come early, a few minutes early. So they were waiting outside his office, and he stuck his head out of the office and said, too early is also not on time. He was makbid, you can't be too early, you can't be too late, you have to be on time. That's what Avestis means. Too early is not, there's no reason for it to happen. Too late is also not mistaber. So it's be on time, not before, not after. On time. So because once it happened afterwards, it's also no chiyuv prisha anymore, just mamish at the time that it's supposed to be. Let's focus on the what happens afterwards tomorrow. That's not the Iker point.
If she became an Inda that day,
then
she didn't do a Bediga check. So she's still an Inda in the Torah.
For sure, she's an Inda in the Torah.
Right, so what changed the test? How come when you say test the first day, you're out of the question of the Torah?
The Chiddush of the Nodbuda, let's leave out the confusing part about what happens afterwards. The Chiddush of the Nodbuda is that Vestos Drabanan don't really mean it. What we really say is that we're Choshesh for her to be Roa. To such an extent before her period, during that ona of her veses, during that time that her period is supposed to come, that she's usher min atar's view with her husband. That's the ikar point. The less what happens afterwards we'll talk about at a different time. But right now, ikar says in other views, don't be confused by vestos rabbanon. That means a one little case. Ikar is that vestos are really min atarah. Now, of course, what are two major problems in other views to deal with? Sif dalid. And Sifyud, proof of the rayas that prove that Vestas of the Rabbanon are problems in the Yudah. So, Sif Dalid, where we have a case where we're not sure if it's before or after, the Mishmer Satara deals with, and he says, a Chiddush, which is Nodea Lamaisa, he thinks that's not a raya against the Yudah. The case where there's a woman who has a suffix, and she's Roa before or after doesn't know when she's Roa, he says the whole point of the Nodavidu's Din Minatorah is, Minatorah is when there is a Kvius, a Veses is expected on a certain time, that Kvius has a status in Minatorah. But by its very definition, if we're not sure if she's Roa on one day or the next day, that means there's no Kvius. Once there's no Kvius, we can't say Veses Minatorah, because there's no kfius. The whole point of a Veses being in a Torah means that when there's a kavua time for her to be Roa, we're focused that it's a status in a Torah. But if she's not sure what the time is, by definition it's not kavua. If it's by definition not kavua, it can't be in a Torah either because there's no Veses that exists. Similar to a famous Vart, which is not necessarily Mukhrafas, but it's a famous Vart that they say from the Dvar Avram. Dvar Avram wants to know what the din is in Chutz Laretz with Sfiras Omer. We know that we count only one day of Sfira every night. L'chorei that's a pella. Why do you count one day of Sfira every night? You should count every day as 2 days Misfecha D'Yoma. So this question was already raised at the Malmor at the end of Pesachim. But he doesn't give the same answer that Dvar Avram gives. Dvar Avram says that, or similar to the Malmor at the end of Pesachim, the Dvar Avram says, the famous Vart is, anyone know the Dvar Avram's famous Vart? Can't, but it doesn't count to me. You have to count Hayom Yom Echa. You can't count today as day one or day two. Today is day three or day four. Now, we have to ask them, is that really true? Is that so mukhrach? No, if I count, today is day 1 to 49, I'm not sure what today is, between 1 and 49. That makes sense. That's not considered counting. Say today is either A or B, is that necessarily not counting? You have to ask yourself. That's the famous word. That he says, in my definition, you can't count today, you suffer. Counting means today is Vada. So, Allah says, okay, if you don't, you should not like the word, it's just a tangent. Point out, says the Mishra Satara, Allah, that same idea of the Dvar Avram, in a similar fashion. If we have a Veses, which means a Kvius, if she's Kavua to be Roa today, he has a Chiv to be Parish today, if she's not sure when her day is, it doesn't mean we have two Kvius, it doesn't mean there's no Kvius. There's no Kvius, even the Noah Dimitra Bavi Moda, that is not considered a Din Min HaTorah. Interesting Lamdus, and it's Nodela Maisa. Why is it Nodela Maisa? This Mishmer Satara passes this Lamaisa. He quotes this idea from the Chavos Das, Sifkat and Dalid, but he's Masbir the Din. Very important Chavos Das. Says the Nesivus, the Halach of Nesivus. What's the din if a woman went to her Talmud teacher? Her Talmud teacher was so concerned about teaching her all the pratim of Hilchos Nida, she left out this very confusing topic of Vestos. She decided, you know, Vestos, you have to learn some other time, it's too confusing. So the woman goes through life for a few years not knowing about Vestos. Then all of a sudden, one day, her husband goes to a shir, she goes to a shir in Taras Mishpacha, and she says, you know, there's an idea of Vestos. I never heard about Vestos. I don't know how to track my Vestos. I don't know what happened in my previous months to track and see if I was Roa. I don't know what my Vestos are. I'll start from now on. I don't know what my Vestos are in the past. So there's the Chavos Das. If a Vestos is forgotten, it's Mutter. Sveika Drabanan Lekula. Aye! With the Nadi to be modded this idea? Sveika Drabanan Lekula. What do you say, Drabanan? That's what they write. Says Mashar Shatara, for sure we know that it's considered. So you have to run on the Kula. Kuya Mogokidi with this idea of the Chavos Das, that if you forget your Vestos, there's no concern. Why? Shouldn't we say Sefer the Reis of Chumash, she should be a Surah maybe all nights or all days, whatever she thinks her past Vestos were? Says the Mashar Shatara, no. Because if she doesn't know what it is, by definition, there's no Kvius. If there's uncertainty, that's not considered Kavua. The Torah only said if you have something kavua, you have a chiyuv from the Torah to be parish. But if it's not kavua by definition, there's no chiyuv prisha in the Torah at all. Maximum is drabanan, sefer drabanan, vahajal. That's how everyone can deal with sif dalid, even if you presume vestos drabanan doesn't really mean it. It means vestos are deraisa. What about sif yud? Sif yud is a dinoson, and Beis Yosef says, pshat and sif yud, why is it a chiyuv of a husband, vipokedes ishto, samach levesta, if she is going to be yosel derek, is because vestos adrabanam. So the basis of you understand, vestos adrabanam means pashtrat. Vestos adrabanam, so Chazal said, oh, if you're going to be traveling to Eretz Israel for 2 weeks, you can be with your wife, even though she's a chlepnin period, because, hey mamru, hey mamru, they were not machmir. But those of you that says the Kriya Menat Torah, so how do we deal with that idea of Kriya Menat Torah? How can you override that just because you're going Luderech? So it seems that the Achronim Zeres, Mishmer Star quotes this also. He says, the Achronim suggest that since the Gemara learns this idea, the Yosef quotes here, the Gemara learns this from a Pasuk, Kriya of a husband to be with his wife before he goes Luderech is from a Pasuk. Mamela, we're going to say that that pasuk gives us the right to override the pasuk which tells us Vestos and Menatara. I forget the pasuk. Vishmarta, Yata, Shalom, Beisla, I forget that pasuk. So, Mela, since there's a pasuk, the Gemara quotes, since there's a pasuk which is going to support the idea of being Paresh, and the pasuk supports the idea of being Poker decision, some of the Vesta, they cancel each other out. Really, Vesta Minat Torah, but the fact that we have a Pasuk Minat Torah, not so Pasuk Minat Torah, but a Pasuk which supports the idea of a husband being with his wife before he goes to Derech, that's the antidote. You have to work hard. It's a little bit hard to understand, but that's the famous idea of the Nodri Yehuda and the way you have to deal with the Naftaminas. It's hard to say it's an essay. I don't think it's a pasuk in Chumash. It's not a pasuk in Chumash. But you have to say, right, it's hard to, you have to say that the Torah wasn't chosen in such a situation. It's hard to say. It's much easier, it's much more malleable than with Rabbanon. But Lamaisa, that's how the Nod Yehuda changed the world, as the Chassam Sofer, and that's how we usually presume. We're usually choshesh, that Vestos themselves are Minat Torah. Michael. Right. However, it's important to realize that Kol Masha Amarnu, everything we said until now, is only talking about one type of Vesas. Which Vesas? Vesas Kavua. For Vesas Kavua, we say, oh, what we call Vesas Kavua is, let's say, if she has 3 times every month, Chazaka. The times of Vesas Kavua sometimes annoys people from Bava Kamma. We say a woman, just like a Shor Nadroku, Shor Nadroch is 3 times, so too Vestos are 3 times. A woman is Roa, 3 months straight. That creates a Chazaka. Mamela, she is going to be presumed to be Roa the 4th month as well. Says the Chassam Sofer in a tshuva. And if some sefer is one of those who hold like the Mil of Yehuda, that Vestos Daraisa means, that Vestos Darabanan doesn't really mean it, Vestos Darabanan means Vestos Daraisa, they're really Daraisa, even the Chassam Sofer writes, quoted by the Mishmer Satara in Perek Vav, which is the Perek of Prishu Samach Vestos, Os Gimel, even the Chassam Sofer, quoted by the Mishmer Satara, would say that the whole discussion is only about Vestos Kavua. If she already has past performance, month after month after month, like in the olden times. But Vestos She'enu Kavua, Kuyam Alo Plidi, even in other Yehuda, and the Chassam Sofer, and Rav Nachman Adler will be molded to the opinion of the Beis Yosef, it seems like, and the Shah, and the Pashto, and the Gemara, the Pashtos, that without them would understand that Vestos Rabbanon, everyone thinks that Vestos She'ena Kavua is only Chiyuv Mid Rabbanon. In fact, it's hard to even know why, based upon one time, Vestos Kavua means one or two times that a woman has a period, we're choshish for anything altogether for the third time. The Achronim suggests perhaps the reason Vestos She'ena Kavua was invented was Gufa as a Chi of Prisha from Vestos Kavua. Meaning, and since a Vestos She'ena Kavua might become Kavua, it was a Gzeira unto that. Either way, Vestos She'ena Kavua is definitely not all that it's cracked up to be. It's not really a Vestos. It's a very small shot in the dark at 2023 Roa next month. Mela, everyone agrees that Vestos She'ena Kavua is only Midrabban. But it's important to realize that although the Pashtus and the Beis Yosef and the Rishonim and the Shach and the Shulchan Aruch seem to be that Vestos are Midrabanim Ladamri, the Noda Yehuda and the Chassam Sofer say no, you have to reread. They don't really mean Vestos are Midrabanim. They mean Vestos are Minatorah, Zechi Prisha Minatorah. But even they are only talking about Vestos Kavua, not Vestos She'eno Kavua. So far we've discussed, as the Shulchan Aruch says in the Mitruf Pei Dalad, B'shas Vesta, Sarach Lifrosh Mimena. He has the Chiyuv to be parish from her, Ona Achas, one specific time, as we'll examine in a few minutes, B'ezras Hashem. V'lo Mishar Krevos, Ela Mitashmish Amita Bilvad. Only from Tashmish. What does that mean? Where does that come from? Says the Beis Yosef, in the Mitruf Pei Dalad, here also, right after we read Oz Beis, parentheses Aleph, he continues with a very significant machlokas rishonim. But that's not the one we're focused on yet. There's another significant machlokas rishonim, where he also points out there's the in Oz Beis Beis, which is a few pages later, in whatever edition of the Torah you're using. Oz Beis Beis comes like 5 pages later in one of the fancy prints. He quotes in Machlokas Rishonim, what does it mean, the Zechi of Prisha? The Turis Hadeshen has a middle opinion. Some Rishonim say it means Zechi from everything. All the Harchatos that we'll talk about, as Hashem, that apply when a husband is in, and wife have to be marked from each other. He can't touch her, he can't eat together at the same table. Those apply even during the Vestos. Other Rishonim, Rov Rishonim was saying, no, only Cheshash during Vestos is Tashmish Amita Bilvad. And the Trisdeshin has a middle opinion. Trisdeshin says, as Beis Yosef quotes, that it's Kol Treva, even Chibuch V'Nishuch, any type of close contact, even Chibuch V'Nishuch, even hugging and kissing. Says Beis Yosef, must be the transition. Didn't see that Rav Rishonim disagreed with him. He wouldn't have said such an interesting psak. He wouldn't have changed the world without seeing that Rav Rishonim hold that nothing is usher except for Tashmi Hamita Bilvad. Although one or two Rishonim seem to say that everything is usher, all the Harchatos. Lamaisa says the Beis Yosef, it's a minority opinion that says all Harchatos. Rav Rishonim holds everything is mutter except for Tashmish. And Tris Hadeshen, that says Chibuch V'Nishuch is Aser, must not have seen that Rav Yishan were against him. Therefore, he paskins that everything. So again, three opinions are, the Beis Yosef quotes, minority opinion, the Rishonim, everything is Aser. All our Chatos that apply during Nidus, that we'll talk about B'ezras Hashem in a few days. The Rav Yishan, Beis Yosef says, holds everything is Mutz except for Tashmish and Mitim Lovad. And Tris Hadeshen says, even Chibuch V'Nishuch, hugging and kissing, are Aser. And Beis Yosef says that he must not have seen that Rav Rishonim disagreed. He would never would have said this idea that Chibuch Manisha, hugging and kissing are usher, because he must not have known that Rav Rishonim disagreed, which is why the Beis Yosef says Pemale, we're going to be dolke the first day of Shayadayim. The only thing that's usher is Tashra Shemitah. But it's important to realize that even the middle level, the transcendental that says Kibbutz Menishah for usher, is the middle level because he did not usher all Tashra. It's Mufurish in transcendental, although it's not quoted in Beis Yosef, that he only, in Simon in transcendental, he only ushered what we would call in English romantic touching, hugging, kissing, intimate touching. But Nadia, touching itself, passing things from one another, sitting at the same table, those things are not a problem. Which is why the transgression is the middle. According to one opinion, the Rishonim or Hachot supply, even touching is usher. They can't even sit at the same table together. According to the Rav Rishonim, everything is mutter, except for Tashmish. And transgression says the Lashon Chibuch V'Nishuk, but it's clear he means only Chibuch V'Nishuk, but not any other Harkaka, even touching is mutter if it's not intimate physical contact. Why is it no Deya? Because even though the Beis Yosef is Docha, the Transgression Mishdei Daim, so he must not have seen that disagree with him. He must not have realized that everyone else disagrees, which is mean why the Beis Yosef writes in the Simchot Vidal Tziv Beis, as we see in front of us in Shulchan Aruch, that everything is mutter from Tashmish Mishdei Hametah Bilvad. Says the Taz, I'm not so sure. Lamaisa, my father-in-law, the Bach is Machmir, at least Tavol of Bracha. Linere, Shos Min Adin. I think we should be Machmir, even from Chibuch Minishuk Min Adin. But it's important to realize that the Taz is really quoting who? Transgression was only Machmir on Chibuch Minishuk. He was not Machmir in all touching, which means even the Taz, this Machmir, for the opinion of the Tirumas Hadeshen, is only Machmir from intimate touching and hugging, not from touching Lagamri. So even the Muslim Machmirim are not going to say there's a problem with any Nidia. All the normal Hachakas of Nida do not apply in such a situation. So again, I said a little bit confusing. Three opinions in the Beis Yosef. Everything's Asr, everything's Asr for Tashmish Mutter, or Transgression holds only Chibuch V'Nishuk, romantic, intimate hugging and kissing. Says the Beis Yosef, we hold everything's Mutter for Tashmish. Says the Taz, nowhere Machmir for the Transgression. But it's important to realize that even the transgression only meant intimate hugging and kissing. What does the Shach have to say on the matter? Sifkat and Vav says the Shach. Well, Maisa, I think that it's mutter. But the Bach says, Hamachmir Tavol of Bracha. Hamachmir Tavol of Bracha. Says the Pisle Tshuva in Sifkat and Hey, the Radaz says, like the Beis Yosef, that it's mutter. Ein lechadish chumras al Yisrael. It's enough if Paiso keeps what they're supposed to, the letter of the law. Don't be lechadish chumras and Paiso and tell them not to be have any physical contact that's intimate when it's Yom HaVeses. So Lamaisa, we are makel in such a situation for Pashos. Especially, it's important to realize that even the Taz, the Shach, the Trumas Hadeshin himself, we're talking about which type of Veses? Veses, kavua l'chora. Whenever we talk about veses, it means veses kavua. To say you should be machmir when it's a veses she'eno kavua, which itself is more makel. On veses she'eno kavua, to be machmir for chibuch v'nishuk, when the transgression is nidcheb by the Beis Yosef and the Shach, even though the Taz is betayin him, and if the Teshuva says there's no chibuch v'choshesh, is definitely a chiddush. So if one wants to be machmir, one may be machmir. But strictly speaking, there is strong room to be Meitil. First of all, the Beis Yosef is Meitil. Second of all, the Shach is Meitil. Third, the Pesach Shuvah is Meitil. Even the Taz and Bacher Machmir, L'chori, they're Machmir primarily by Veses Kavua, it's hard to say we have such a Chumra, even by Veses She'enu Kavua.
I would think that there isn't more Meitil in terms of... And once you say that there's Veses, but it's there are some implications that are usually exactly the same, no?
No, the whole one... It's just a chumra to be chumra. Say such a chumra. We are moded to chumra. Say such a chumra to apply even Veses She'enu Kavua.
Say it's not cool as this discussion about Veses Kavua.
That's the no. Stam. The default Veses is Veses Kavua. Meaning, unless we talk about even Veses She'enu Kavua, Veses that the Rishonim were talking about is Veses Kavua.
You think even the Taz in the back would say, "Oh, we're talking about She'enu Kavua."
It's very possible. It's very possible. We don't know what they would think, but it's very possible. It's a sniff. I mean, it's only a chiddush altogether. We don't usually pass like the Bach necessarily, unless they're quoted by later. Say that. If you machmir, yes, so if a person wants to, that's fine, but definitely a definitely a bitter chumra than even the shach makes it into when it's talking to vesas she'eino kavua. The perhaps one of the most famous dinim about chiyah prisha during vestos is the chiddush of the Arzarua. The Gemara says on Maseches Nida that some of Gimel and Beis. The Tzachi of Prisha says the Gemara. Some of Gimel and Beis. Via Tanya. There's a chiyuv, perhaps in the Torah, as we discussed, be parish to mechavestan. Vitama, how much is the chiyuv to be parish? A month? A day? A week? What's the chiyuv prisha when a woman's expecting her period? Amar Rava or Amar Rabba? Ona. What is the chiyuv prisha? Ona. A time. What's ona? Rashi explains, what does an ona mean? Ona means day or night. Says the Gemara, my love, ona chriti. Don't you think it means not only that 12-hour period, but the earlier 12-hour period? Meaning, says the Gemara, azhara is ona. The woman is expecting her period today at 3:45 in the afternoon, there's a chiyuv prisha at 3:45 in the afternoon, as well as this entire 12-hour period, the entire day. So the Gemara, my law, don't you mean to say, ona chriti? Not only is there a chiyuv prisha during the day, today, but even last night, there's a chiyuv prisha as well, ona chriti, another 12-hour period. So the Gemara, law, also ona. No, chiyuv prisha is only that ona itself. So the Gemara is a hava, I mean, it says, Rashi, that the chiyuv prisha is not only this 12-hour period that she's expecting her period, but even the 12-hour period immediately prior to it. So the Gemara, no, that's a havamina, which is thrown out the window. It's not true. It's not true. My lav, ona chriti, lo osa ona. Only the actual ona that she's roeh, she's a chiyuv prisha. Which is why it is a pele otzum, says Reis Yosef, to open up another zeruah. And C says there is a ruah, quoted by the Beis Yosef in Beis parentheses Aleph, after the part that we saw about Vesos being drabanan. Says Beis Yosef, an unbelievable chiddush from the Arzeruah. Nimsa kasval shema Arzeruah. That is a chiyuv prisha whenever a woman has her veses for 24 hours. If she's expecting her veses 3:45 on Monday, there's a chiyuv prisha on Monday day as well as Sunday night. Chas al shos, says Beis Yosef, this is black on white against who? The Gemara. Pella. The Gemara has that happening and says it's wrong. How can we do that? Says Beis Yosef. Ein tam v'sharish l'dvar meilu. To that it's not true. Therefore, it's a chumra yaseira. We say we are docha da arzeruah. Says the Beis Yosef, we're docha. Then the Beis Yosef does another chumra from the Ravya. What the Beis Yosef calls the Avi Asaf, one of the names for the Ravya. Says the Beis Yosef from the Ravya, which interestingly is never found in the Ravya that we have, and the footnotes deal with the fact that others are this. And the footnotes on the Beis Yosef points out it's found earlier than the Ravya and the Ravan. It was earlier than the Ravya, but it's never found in the Ravya. But the Maisa, that was my money is quoted from the Aviasa from the Ravya. Ona doesn't mean ona the way we say. Ona means 12-hour period. Which does not mean like we have in Halacha Shos Manios. Ona means, the way the Shach seems to understand, that every day, in theory, should have two parts to it, day and night. But sometimes, days are greedy, or nights are greedy. They borrow hours from one another. Right? In the summer, we have the day. Day goes until 9 o'clock at night, until 8:30 at night. It's borrowing time from the night. It's supposed to be night by 7 o'clock, for sure. By 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. But the day borrows some time from the night. So, also in the morning, the sun rises very early. It's still supposed to be night, and all of a sudden the sun starts popping up. So it's really borrowing time. It's lava, says the Shach. It's borrowing time from the night. Says Rabbi Yosef, when we talk about the Chi of Prisha, from a woman, when she's having her Veses, says the Rabbi Yosef, we can't let the days and the nights mess her up. We have to say, obviously, that if she's Roeh in the middle of the day, we take 6 hours from the time she's Roeh one side, 6 hours from the other side, make into a full 12-hour time. We can't. Or, as the Shach says more precisely, if she, let's say she's Roeh at night, let's say she's Roeh in the summer at night, nights are short, she's Roeh at night, so we have to see how many hours the night should be. Let's say the night is 10 hours. So you take an hour at the end of the night, an hour at the beginning of the night, and add it on, give her a chi of prisha, not only the 10 hours of night, but 1 hour before night starts, 1 hour after night ends, to make them even 12 hours. That's not what he says. That's Lachora, the passive question. The problem. But the Ravio says, so whenever she's going to have her besis, there and there, night gets short, she has to add, on average, split the amount of time you're missing. Let's say it's a 9-hour night, you have 3 hours missing, so take an hour and a half from the end, hour and a half in the beginning, make them to 12 hours that are even. Says the Rav Yah, says the Beis Yosef, come on. It says in the Gemara, Ona. We know, we're halakha people. We know that means either day or night. Day or night means either, we don't talk about 12 hours, we don't go based upon the clock, we go based upon halakha. It's either sunrise, sunset, or sunset, sunrise. Nothing else to talk about. Beis Yosef was Dolka both, the Ozeruah and the Rav Yah, Beshtei Adayim. Ezra. No, they changed it. It's a machlokas how to talk about it. It's easier to say, the way the Shach says at least, we would decide to just, instead of looking at the Re'iyah as a second on the clock, whatever she's Asura the entire day or night, but if day or night is less than 12 hours, add the amount of time you need to make it 12 hours, divide that into two, and put some before and some after to make it 12 even hours.
It comes out the same.
Well, the difference is you don't necessarily need to know exact time she's Roeh. It's not, let's say, that she's Roeh at 10 o'clock in the morning when we put. It's just that whatever the day is, you just add half to the day before, half to the day after to make it even 12.
That's the
Shas. That's it. So, the Beis Yosef was Doka both of these, but both of these, to an extent, are chumras that are discussed. The first one is discussed by the Shach, by the Taz. The Shach, in some Kuf Pei Dalet, Sifton Beis, quotes, first of all, he quotes the Ozeruah. He says, Timua hua hachmir. Come on, it's a chumrah. We prad vestos drabanon. It's actually vestos drabanon, which l'chore the Taz means, not like the other view, the vestos drabanon means the chiv, the chshash is drabanon. Omai says the Taz, we don't accept the Ozeruah. Says the Taz, he spends more time trying to show we don't accept the Avi Yosef, the Rav Yah either. As he says, Ezra, like you pointed out, l'chore, if you're really right like the Taz, what if a woman is Roeh during the day? Let's say in the summer. Let's say today is the Yom HaVeses. We would say she can come to court and say, that's not fair. Rabbis, you're going to make me have more than 12 hours? We know the day's not going to be so long. She should be able to end once 12 hours come. She should end the day. They should start early. They should end. They should start late and end early. Says the Taz, would we say that? Are you talking? Elmai says the Taz, we don't accept the Rav Yah. We don't know what it means. It means, kol yom if it's yom aruch, kol laila if it's yom katzer. Whatever. Whatever it is. It's going to be, we're halachic. Zedavar barar or pashut, says the Taz. However, comes on the Shach and says, you're right. The Avi Yosef, the Rav Yah, we don't accept. However, I think we should accept it. Lemaisa, the fact that it's not quoted in the postim is because they presume that most days are talking about averages. Sometimes we can have days that are longer or shorter. Yeah, they presume that you'll understand the Chumra of the Rav Yah. Try to understand what the Shach means, but the Shach says, we should be Machir for the Rav Yah, number one. So Taz is wrong. He doesn't talk to the Taz directly, but he says, Taz, you're wrong. We accept the Rav Yos. Lamaisa, do we pass on like the Rav Yos with Erech Pal? Rove posted our Nachosh for the opinion of the Rav Yos, even though the Shach does accept it. We're not choshish for the opinion of the Rav Yos. With Erech Pal, we're not concerned to say you have to turn things around, make it longer. Let's say it would be at night, to make the night longer in the summer. 12 hours is not necessary. It's the normal period of onus yom and onus laila. However, Mike.
The shach is sort of getting more nuanced now. It's a very specific case. It's not.
What do you mean?
He's pushed the Ravan that it's only if you have a vessel's shame of the Bua. If you have a vessel's Bua, then you don't have to worry.
That's the. Or Zeruah, not the Rav Yo.
No, the Ravan. The Ravan has a
so let's hold on. So the line of the Shach says that even though it seems to be that it's not Pashut, Lamaisa in Siv Zayin, says the Shach in Sifton Zayin, Lamaisa, I think there's room to rely on that. And then the Shach begins to defend the Zeruah. Says the Shach, I'll tell you, Pshat Ozerua. The Ozerua is misunderstood. Says the Shach, the Ozerua knew how to read Gemara. Beis Yosef, you quoted the Ozerua and said, the Ozerua is in the Gemara. It says it's a Havamina, it's Yom, and another owner beforehand. I didn't the Ozerua see that happened. The Ozerua say it's Chavta Losho. Says the Shach, no. As we pointed out in the very beginning of Shir, Lamaisa Nishtanu Atzvayim. From the days of the Gemara, that women's bodies worked like clockwork mamish, they could have a vestos l'sha'a. Now things changed. Most vestos are within a day. A woman is roa, let's say, yom vav av. She's roa, then she's going to be roa on vav el, then vav tishrei, then vav markashim. That's true. But 10 o'clock on vav av, and 10 o'clock on vav tishrei, and 10 o'clock of Elul, and 10 o'clock of Tishrei, that we don't have. The Gemara did have such a phenomenon. The woman's going to be Roa, like clockwork, down to the day and hour. But that means we don't have it, says the Shach. Mamela says there's a Ruah. Already in the days of the Ruah, he already saw that things were changing. Vestos didn't work as precisely as they did in the days of the Gemara. Mamela says the Arzaruah that nowadays, the woman's roa, let's say on vav av at 10 in the morning, on vav el at 4 in the afternoon, vav tishrei at 2 in the afternoon, vav marcheshvan at 8 in the morning. What's her vestas really? Her vestas is going to be the entire day. Mamela, what do we call the day which is samach levesas? The day which is samach levesas is last night. Bit finished is the shot. But the Arzurua is going to be the Demara. The Demara meant when a woman has a precise vestas, her vestas is 10 o'clock in the morning every month. Male, what's considered Samach vestas? The entire 12-hour period is only Samach vestas. That's Samach. But if the whole day itself is in flux, sometimes at the beginning of the day, sometimes in the middle of the day, sometimes at the end of the day, then we have to call the entire day her vestas. Male, what's considered Samach vestas? What's the Ona Samach vestas? The day before. Because it's, we always have a chiyuv only before. I should mean, why don't we say once? It's an interesting question. Why don't we say play afterwards? But that's the Shach's bin chiddush, is that he still defends the Ozerua. Says the Shach, no, you're right. Shach in the Ozerua that says Chavta Lashos is we're talking about a situation where she's going to flux, going in fluctuation, and in economy if she has a specific time. Then we're going to say that she's going to have the specific time and the 12-hour period is going to be enough. But Lamaisa, if we say that women are like nowadays, that they're in flux, the entire day is considered the Veses, and the Yom HaSamach is going to be the entire period beforehand. So says the Shach, the time of Rei Ha'arzurah. He says this idea so explicitly, not only is it said once in the Shach, it's even said twice in the Kuzat Kesef, which is his Hasagos on the Taz. Says Taz, you don't have the Ozerua? No, you misunderstand the Ozerua. Of course, the Ozerua makes sense. Of course, there's no problem. The Ozerua means This is a situation that we can be choshesh, and then this shach is what you talked about before, Michael, that perhaps even the Ravya, even the Yosef, meant a situation along the same lines as this. But the yisod of the shach is that the arzarua is misunderstood. He means yichoshesh for a situation where in today's day and age, women have periods that fluctuate. Mamela, we add the entire day. The Gemara that was talking about, we can't add a day, that meant if you know the exact time. But if you don't know the exact time, you have to add a day. Lamaisa, though, you have machokas between the Rishonim, Rov Rishonim, machokas Achronim, if we hold it there as a ruah or not. So usually when there's a shalom halacha, how do we pass it in? What do we do if we have any shalom halacha? What's the first place we look? Shulchan Aruch. What does Shulchan Aruch say here? Shulchan Aruch passed in like there's a ruah or not like there's a ruah? Not like there's a ruah. The Beis Yosef already told us he doesn't like there's a ruah, and he says here mefurish. He says, Ona achas. Imu ba yom. It's the yom. Imu ba laila. It's ba laila. That's it. Pretty clear. No arzarua. So this is a big question. We have machokas Shulchan Aruch and Shach. Machokas, the Taz also is like the Shulchan Aruch. Against the arzarua. How do we pass it? So I think that Rav Melech Shechter Zatzal, who used to, for many years, gave Hilchos Nida in the Smicha program, in Yeshiva, used to say that this is a machokah, is by and large America and Eretz Yisrael. In America, the Arzurua is not accepted. And in Eretz Yisrael, the Arzurua is accepted. Of course, nowadays, it's hard to have a specific continental divide because Sfarim go from one place to another. All you need is to have one Sefer which is accepted. As someone pointed out, there's one Sefer which some Chassanim learn from, which seems to quote the Arzurua. Mela, everyone in America will never quote the Arzurua because that's what they learn from. So, it's hard to know. But just keep in mind that the Arzurua definitely is a Chumrah. And when he tells him to the Chumrah, Kol Mashaman, who is only talking about it at the end, which type of Veses? Veses? Kavua. It's the Shapir, Itol HaMema, that B'nai Tosef to the Arzurua being against the Shulchan Aruch and against the Taz, even though it's like the Shach, and even though the Shach is a bit Chiddush within the Arzurua, then if we're talking about the Shein HaKavua, which itself is a Chumrah altogether, then one could definitely have more reason to be Makil like the Shulchan Aruch. We're not talking about people that are taking the easy way out. The Shulchan Aruch itself, definitely room to be Makil like the Shulchan Aruch, and as the Shach, but Friday if we're talking about Vesis She'ena Kavua. That'll be passed in a different Masoros and Klal Yisrael. But it's definitely, there's a major sniff to be Makil, aside from the Arzurua itself being a Chumrah, which is Das Yachid. We make it if we're talking about only Vesas She'ena Kavua, which most people have nowadays. It's very, very hard to find Vesas Kavua altogether. Oh. So that Bez Hashem will begin tomorrow, and then the next day we'll talk about what's considered Vesas Kavua. That's a good question. Right, it's a good question. It's unbelievable how the Gemara seems to tell us that women's bodies are based upon the halachic moon. Halachic moon. Amazing phenomenon. So we'll talk about Bez Hashem Od Chazal Namalayit. The Bez Hashem
that requires three specific irregularities, right?
What do you mean? No, it means the most recent month. For sure. Until anything which is not established three times isn't right, everything's always best shenitavu. Even twice. Until it's established, it's just a best shenitavu.
And the Shach's explanation of the ruah is that women in this month or the ruah had bigger ranges
than the days of the Gemara. Right.
So when you talk about women not having a shenitavu, should it be more expensive?
Oh, so you're right, to an extent. Depends how you read the Ramah. The Ramah says that if a woman is Roa, we'll talk about it a little more in Simcha Fei Tes, Bez Hashem. The Ramah says, what if a woman is Mishana Vesta for 2 or 3 days? She has a Chiyuv Pi Paresh, those 2 or 3 days, it sounds like. So the Shach says, in Simcha Fei Tes, if Dalag pulls it up, he says, what do you mean? If a woman is Roa, let's say she goes for a week, she's 50 parts the whole week, meaning that's what you're saying to him. Then he says, No, that's not mustaber. That's already considered. That's so flimsy that it just can't produce anything. But let's say you sell someone a stock. This stock, I'm telling you, this is a great stock. 50% of the time it's going to go up. I'm guaranteeing you 50% of the time it's going to go up. 50% is going to go down. So, I don't know what to do. So the shach says, meaning, even the shach is only talking about within a day.
Another,
the shach himself says.
That reads it.
The chavizah says, right. So we'll see. So we'll see. Perhaps you have to put it with three tassos. We'll see. But the shach himself points out, we can't say if a woman's row throughout the course of a week, oh, that's the entire day before the week is considered shach. Even say she's row for a week, that's already considered so shach, we can't rely on that. This is the famous, I think one of the most famous psakim. If you talk about, someone's learning Hilchos Nida, they say, oh, what are the Ozeruah? So try to tell you a new pshat he has and what the Ozeruah's Chumra is. So it's Pasha, the Ozeruah is very, it's very, very enigmatic. It's an Enthem of Forshat Gemara, which the Beis Yosef says. And everyone tries to, and this is only a little bit, tip of the iceberg in terms of what the Achronim say, how to be Miyashev, the Ozeruah. The Shach Chasam Sofer just says, Chasam Sofer says a pshat, he says, maybe Avi Yosef and the Ozeruah work together. As you pointed out, Michael, they're both found in the Ravan. They both work together. Perhaps the point of the Ozeruah was only really to be Choshish for the Aviyasa, for the Ravya. Ravya really meant that the Zechiya Prisha, for 12 hours prior to a woman's Vesas, whenever a woman is affected in a period, the Zechiya Prisha for 12 hours, not day or night, 12 hours before that, Mamela, the Azura said, be parish, that means, let's say her Riyah is going to be 10 o'clock in the morning. So Zechiya Prisha is for 12 hours before that, still let's say 10 o'clock the night before, and the Azura's whole reason saying 24 hours is up to the Ravya. There's a whole literature of discussion on this Ravya, on the Azura. Are they related? Are they not related? And there's a Ein Kan Mokum Maharich, but this is the basic Yisod. And it's definitely a Chumra, especially Vesas Shein and Tavua, which some hold of and others do not.